This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And once again, welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Ari Adler, who is spokesperson for House Speaker Jace Bolger. Good evening, Ari. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm doing great.
Very good. Busy day in your offices today, I'm guessing for sure. The first issue I wanted to talk to you about was benefits for the jobless are hinging on a state bill right now. The federal government has approved extension of jobless benefits, but the states must do so as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have to change the way those on the unemployment rolls are calculated. It's kind of a strange situation where because of the changes at the federal level, while the extension has been approved for unemployment benefits, because of the way they set it up, Michigan actually would drop off and we would not be eligible for those extended unemployment benefits, which seems really odd for people to think about Michigan not having enough unemployed to stay on the rolls. But it is just somewhat of a technical change that has to be made so that we look back 3 years through the numbers rather than just the 2 years that we do now.
And that's kind of, as you said, kind of stunning to hear that Michigan would just drop off. So how are those numbers, the way of calculation going to be, need to be redone then?
Well, what it would require is a change in the state law that would allow that 3-year look back, and that's really the issue right now is to make that decision on whether we make that change or not.
And whereas House Speaker Jace Bolger, if I'm understanding correctly, is it fair to say he's still undecided and he's still studying the issue actually?
He is undecided on this, and he's working through this with the Senate and with the governor's office as well to try to determine what we should be doing here and how we can do this. There's really two sides of this issue. On one side, obviously, we're sympathetic to the unemployed who are currently receiving benefits and would drop off of the benefit rolls and would not have those benefits any longer. But on the other side, you have the businesses who are saying that if we use this extension, that they are going to have to pay this back at some point through their taxes. And so, you know, it's sort of a the short term trying to do what we can to help the unemployed, but also have to consider long term, what are we doing in terms of remaining competitive and do we want to add an extra burden to our job providers?
And so, and if I'm getting this correctly, the business community is concerned about the cost getting passed on to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and people have suggested to us, and they've said, well, it's federal money, just take it. But you know, we all have to remember, federal money is also tax dollars that someone is paying. And in many cases, such as this one, it is the businesses that are paying that tax. And from what we've heard from the business community, there's precedent for this back in the 80s when this sort of thing happened, when the unemployment fund was essentially drained and the federal government was trying to find ways to bring that dollar amount back up. They added a surcharge that was supposed to be short-term, and many businesses will tell you that they are still paying that surcharge. So you can understand why they're a little wary of someone saying, well, it'll just be a temporary thing to get this number back up, and they're worried about it being a permanent tax.
And if Michigan goes ahead with this bill, the extension would be a 20-week extension from 79 to 99 weeks. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is correct.
And what there's like so many things, the dollars are important, but then there's a timeline as well, isn't there, on this?
Well, there is. We have to make a decision on this and have something done this week because of our session schedule. After this week, we don't have a session for another 2 weeks. We have committee hearings and things going on, but there's no session scheduled. And the deadline to get this fixed in place for the federal extension would be April 1st. And so we have to act this week if we're going to do it, and we will have a decision and take care of that this week.
And so literally, Speaker Bolger is just weighing it out and listening to all parties involved at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And he is really, you know, trying to decide what the best course of action here is and trying to weigh the pluses and minuses for everyone and strike a good balance. And it's, you know, often the tough decision that has to be made when you're in a legislative position. And this is one of those where I personally don't envy him because this is a tough call to make.
Well, that is for sure. Governor Snyder speaking in Grand Rapids today. It seemed clearly I wasn't there. I'm here working on this show. But it seems that we're getting a little more detail about outlining best practices and so forth. Is that your take and the speaker's take on the remarks today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we have received, the legislature has received the governor's special message. If you'll recall at the State of the State address, he said that in March he would be submitting a message regarding local government and government reform. And then in April he's scheduled to do another one like this that will be for education topics. And so this one today was really about local government and government reform. And the speaker said that he saw a number of things that were positive, primarily because there's a number of things mentioned in the governor's special message that the House Republicans have had on their radar and are actually working toward accomplishing. So it's always good when you're moving forward with an agenda and then the governor comes out with his agenda and we see that they match up.
And what were some of the things that Speaker Bolger took out of that and was particularly excited about?
Well, a few things. One is, you know, certainly anything that can be done to improve transparency at any level of government. And we've led the way at the House. We now have all of our financials available online at house.michigan.gov. Folks can go see where we're spending our money in terms of the business operations for the House. And then also, you know, anything we can do to encourage best practices at all levels of government. I mean, we are spending tax dollars, whether you are the state government or a local municipality or a school district. The taxpayers are paying that bill. And so anything that can be done to improve best practices and make things get done more effectively and efficiently, we think that's a positive. So that's two things right there.
And the term best practices came up when he did his budget proposal. By definition, is it simply exactly what it says, the best practices? We're going to do the best we can with it and refine things.
What it does have to do with refining and reforming, and a lot of it is looking at what are people doing in terms of how are they handling health care costs or health insurance costs for employees, how are they handling pensions and funding those, you know, what are they doing in terms of transparency for their citizens in terms of how they're spending the money. So anything that can be done that we see something being done correctly somewhere and folks think that it works and it works well, we should be adopting that across the state. And there's other things the governor talked about and that we've looked at in terms of getting communities to cooperate or share services in some way. There are several roadblocks in the way right now in state law that prevent them from either working together or when they do go to work together, it actually increases their costs. So obviously that's not a very good idea. And so we're going to work with the governor and the Senate to try to remove some of those barriers.
And revenue sharing has certainly been a topic of discussion for months now. And that seemed to have gotten clarified a bit as well today.
It did. You know, the governor laid out his ideas a little bit further in terms of, you know, he's talking about eliminating statutory revenue sharing and bringing at least two-thirds of it back for communities who adopt best practices. And again, you know, you look at the governor's special message, he lays out what some of those are. We're going to dig into this now in terms of legislation being introduced and actually lay out the finer points and the details of how this gets done. You know, a lot of times the governor's job is to propose the ideas and say we should do this. The legislature's idea to actually get it accomplished because we have to figure out how do you make this happen within state law.
Well, in the consolidating services that you mentioned a few moments ago, several municipalities have begun doing that already. Some have been doing it for quite a while, but with this pot of money, my phrase, available to be, as you said, to be given back, if they follow best practices, people are going to be getting better at that, I'm guessing.
I would think so. I mean, certainly, you know, it's sort of the carrot or stick approach, and we think it's always better if you can provide that carrot. If you tell people, look, you know, here's this way to get this money if you can prove that you're doing some sort of best practices. And certainly that's something that we would like to see accomplished across the state.
Well, very good. Ari, thanks for helping us wander through all of this, and thanks for the good information.
Absolutely. Anytime, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. Ari Adler, who is spokesperson for House Speaker Jace Bolger, will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.